Hi, everyone. Welcome to Global Perspectives on Migration and Food Security, the podcast where we do a deep dive into how migration and food systems intersect to shape the world we live in today. I'm your host, Maria Salamone. In today's episode, we're focusing on a fascinating and critically important topic: rural-urban links, food remittances, and urban food security in the Global South. We'll be uncovering how the flow of food between rural and urban areas impacts not just the availability of food, but the overall security and resilience of urban food systems. Joining me today to explore these themes is Dr. Jonathan Krush, a renowned expert on migration and food security.
Hi, Maria. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Excellent. So let's begin by exploring the significance of rural-urban links in the context of food security. Tell us, Jonathan, how do these connections shape food availability and security in both rural and urban settings?
Rural-urban links have an intricate and vital role in ensuring food security. Essentially, these links are about the flows and exchanges of goods, resources, and people between rural and urban areas. Historically, rural areas have been the backbone of food production, while urban areas offered markets and services. But it goes beyond that. Migration patterns, for instance, play a crucial role. When people migrate from rural to urban areas, they don't sever ties with their places of origin. Instead, they create a dynamic flow of resources, including food. Migrants often send money back to their rural families, who in return send fresh produce and other food items to urban centers. This mutual dependence enhances food security in both settings.
And how do these migration patterns specifically impact food security for urban households?
Well, one key impact is the diversification and reliability of food sources. Urban households, particularly in lower income groups, often face fluctuating food prices and availability in local markets. Having a direct supply line from rural areas can significantly enhance food security, as families receive food remittances that they might not afford otherwise.
One of the key highlights of your research is this concept of food remittances. Can you explain what food remittances are and why they are emerging as a significant phenomenon in the context of food security?
Of course. Food remittances refer to the transfer of food items from rural to urban areas, usually from relatives or friends who live in the countryside to their family members living in the city. This concept is intriguing because, traditionally, when we think of remittances, we often consider money being sent back home. However, in many parts of Africa, food itself is also a critical type of remittance. This practice also diversifies their diet with fresh and culturally preferred foods. Additionally, the social networks that migrants maintain with their rural homes play a critical role. These networks ensure a steady flow of essential resources and create a symbiotic relationship where both rural and urban households benefit. On a larger scale, this contributes positively to the food systems of entire communities and regions.
It's evident how multifaceted and critical rural-urban links are for food security. And how exactly do these food remittances take place?
Well, they occur in various ways, depending on the distance and available means. Often family members might send food during visits, or they might leverage local transportation networks like buses or even motorbikes to deliver the food. In some cases, urban households might also travel back to their rural homes to collect the food themselves.
Sounds like a very intricate system. And what motivates rural families to send food to their urban relatives?
Several factors, really. First and foremost, the cost of living in urban areas can be significantly high, making it difficult for urban households to afford sufficient and nutritious food. By sending food, rural families help to mitigate this economic burden and ensure their relatives can maintain a stable diet. Second, it's also a practice tied to social support networks and family obligations. In many communities, there's an ingrained sense of responsibility and solidarity to help one another, especially in times of need.
And the numbers, what are they like?
Well, Our research found that nearly 50% of urban households in Nairobi, Kenya, rely on these food remittances to complement what they can purchase locally. In the case of Windhoek, Namibia, the number is as high as 60%. For many urban households in both cities, this isn't just supplementary, but a crucial part of their monthly food consumption, particularly for lower-income families. It can mean the difference between food security and food insecurity. The freshness and nutritional quality of the food sent from rural areas often surpass what is affordable or available in urban markets, further enhancing its importance.
So very interesting and clear that food remittances play an essential role. Does this phenomenon exclusively benefit the recipients, or are there broader implications?
Well, the impacts are indeed broader. Food remittances bolster urban food security, generating resilient food systems that can adapt to economic stress. They also create a feedback loop, where urban areas remain connected to their rural counterparts, allowing for the exchange of resources, labor, and cultural ties. This interconnectedness ultimately strengthens the social and economic fabric of both rural and urban areas.
It's clear that these links are beneficial, yet they must come with their own challenges. Could you elaborate on some of these challenges and maybe some solutions too?
Sure. The significant challenge is the sustainability of these food networks, particularly in the face of urbanization and climate change. As more people move to cities, the demand for food increases, which can strain rural producers.
Such an insightful perspective, Jonathan. And it really showcases how food remitting can have significant implications for contemporary challenges like urban food security. Your study highlights some fascinating dynamics in this area. Talk to us about your key conclusions.
Yes. One of the central conclusions of our study is that food remittances play a critical role in the food security of urban households in many African cities. Many urban families rely on food sent from rural areas to supplement their diets, which helps them manage the high cost of living in the city.
That's interesting. So what kinds of foods are remitted from rural to urban areas?
The remittances generally consist of staple foods like maize, beans, and fresh vegetables, which are critical for nutritious diets. This influx of food helps alleviate the pressure on urban households that are often grappling with inflated food prices and, at times, scarcity. We found that they have a considerable positive impact. For many households, the food they receive from rural areas means they can spend less on food and allocate their limited incomes to other essentials, such as education, healthcare, and housing.
And what would you say the study revealed about the frequency and reliability of these food remittances?
Good question, Maria. We found that the frequency and reliability of food remittances can vary significantly. Factors such as seasonal availability, transportation costs, and the economic condition of the rural areas influence these remittances. However, even sporadic food supplies can make a substantial difference for urban households.
It's fascinating how intertwined rural and urban lives are regarding food security. What role does migration play in this dynamic?
I'd say migration is a key factor. Many urban dwellers have family ties in rural areas and may migrate to the city seeking employment. They maintain strong connections with their rural roots, which enables the continuous flow of food items. This interdependency highlights that improving infrastructure and policies in both rural and urban areas can significantly enhance food security.
Any other key factors?
One of the key takeaways from our study is that fostering stronger connections between rural and urban areas is crucial. Policymakers should create supportive frameworks that facilitate the flow of food remittances. This can include improving rural infrastructure to ensure that food can be transported efficiently to urban centers. Additionally, setting up community-based initiatives can help streamline the distribution of these food items.
That makes a lot of sense. And what about on the urban side? How can cities benefit more effectively from these rural contributions?
Urban areas, particularly in large cities like Nairobi, should invest in storage and distribution systems that can handle incoming food remittances more efficiently. This could involve building better storage facilities to prevent spoilage and loss of food. Policies that support urban residents in growing their own food can reduce the reliance on rural remittances and build local food resilience.
And are there any specific recommendations when it comes to the governance and regulation of these practices?
Absolutely. Establishing transparent and supportive regulatory environments is key. Governments and local authorities need to recognize and formalize food remittance networks. By doing so, they can monitor and enhance their efficiency and fairness. Furthermore, collaboration between different levels of government, local, regional, and national, is essential to ensure coherent policies that bridge the rural-urban divide effectively. Climate change, on the other hand, impacts crop yields and food quality, affecting the supply chain. To address these challenges, policies should focus on improving rural infrastructure, encouraging sustainable agricultural practices, and creating alternative livelihoods through, for example, small business development. Strengthening these aspects will ensure that rural-urban food links remain robust and beneficial.
Thanks, Jonathan. It sounds like there's a lot that can be done to harness the potential of rural-urban links for better food security. We've uncovered some fascinating insights today about the intricate relationships between rural-urban links, food remittances, and urban food security. Jonathan, your explanations on how these patterns of food transfer enhance household resilience were both enlightening and thought-provoking. To our listeners, the research highlighted today showcases the importance of fostering stronger rural-urban connections and considers innovative strategies to optimize food security across regions. Ensuring that policymakers are aware of these dynamics can lead to more inclusive and resilient food systems. Thanks so much, Jonathan, for being here and sharing your expertise and findings with us.
My pleasure. It has been a great discussion.
For those interested in delving deeper, I highly encourage you to read the full report, which you can find on the My Food Network website at www.myfood.org. Be sure to join us for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore pressing issues in migration and food security. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged. This podcast was created with the assistance of Wondercraft, an AI-powered audio studio.